While waiting for darkness to cover the magic island of Euclidea, Jerry and Joan have gone on a tour of the island, leaving Captain Bradford and Mrs. Gregory on the captive yacht. Mrs. Gregory's daughter Joan, who has spent nearly all of her 15 years on the island, has undertaken to show Jerry the submarine locks on the fifth level below the surface of the artificial island. They descend to the proper level in the magnetic elevator, but the door fails to open. Jerry and Joan are now badly frightened as they hear the rushing of water outside the elevator shaft. They've been there for some time, and the air in the elevator car is getting very bad.
Jerry, I can hardly breathe. What are we going to do?
Must be some way to get air into this thing. These Euclideans are too smart not to figure on accidents in these elevators.
You're right, Jerry. There's an oxygen tank, small valve, in the ceiling. I forgot.
Just like a girl. Where is it?
Feel around on the ceiling. Up there in the dark.
Yeah. Nope. Can't reach it. Not tall enough.
Then we're going to suffocate. Jerry, I can hardly breathe.
Wait a minute. I'll stand in the corner. Oh, the corner here, it's round. Maybe I can brace myself, yeah. Now, I'll make a cradle of my hands. Feel around me, can't you?
Yes, Jerry, I will. There, I feel your face.
Well, you can't stand on my face. Run your hands down my arms. Feel how I've got my hands fixed?
Yes, Jerry.
Then put your foot in my hands. Get your hands behind my head.
Yes.
Lift yourself up. Then take one hand loose. Feel around on the ceiling. If you grab a valve, turn it on.
I will try. Oh, there now. Hold me, Jerry.
Quit pulling my hair. I'll hold you. Hurry up. My chest hurts.
I think I have it, Jerry.
Then turn it on.
Oh, Jerry. I can feel it. The oxygen. Oh, it feels so good. It almost hurts.
Then get down. You must be breathing it all in up there. Jump down.
Yes, Jerry.
Oh, boy. That's good stuff. Whee. I'm going to carry a tank of that stuff with me after this, whenever we go out sightseeing on this crazy island.
I've never known anything just like this to happen. One of the submarine locks must have broken and let the ocean flood in.
Plenty of pressure at 6 fathoms, too. Can they pump it out?
Oh, yes. The chambers are all made so they may be flooded deliberately, then pumped out.
What's that for?
In case of escape, the local prism reflectors in the control chambers will locate the escapers. Then the switches are thrown to close the automatic doors around the section they're trying to escape through. And the water turned on.
Golly whiskers. These guys are plenty mean, aren't they?
Yes, Jerry. No one can imagine the awful things on Euclidea.
Well, when we get rescued, Captain Bradford and your mother will know how to use all these slick inventions to do a lot of good back in our world.
Listen. The water has nearly stopped running around this elevator shaft.
I can't hear anything but a buzzing in my ears. Feels kind of funny and dizzy.
Oh, I forgot. The oxygen. We must turn it off again, Jerry. Too much is not good for her.
Okay. Get up on my hands again.
Yes, Jerry, I will.
Hey! You stuck your finger in my eye.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, so am I. I'll be glad when the lights come on in this thing. Now, up you go. Can you reach it?
Yes, I can feel it.
And shut it off.
That is done. My head feels queer, too.
Boy, you sure hit the floor hard. Hurt you?
No, but I'm... Listen.
Yeah, you can hear the pumps working. Sound like they're working mostly on air. The water must be all gone.
Then we shall soon be out of here.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. Here comes the light.
Yes, we can see now. Oh, this is much nicer.
I'll say it is. They sure built these elevators right anyway. A drop of water got in. Can we start this thing?
Not yet. When you hear the permanent magnets, release the car, and the portative magnets take hold, then we may safely actuate the control button.
Yeah, you're feeling better, all right. I can tell by the big words. When you were scared in the dark, you talked pretty near human. But now that everything's okay, you gotta spout large language.
Now, Jerry, do not make fun of me. I was so...
Hey, Joan. Jiminy Crickets, Joan. Cut that out.
I cannot help it. I have never cried before. It feels so good.
Oh. Well, if that ain't just like a girl, it feels so good to cry. I'll bet you have a swell time at funerals. Oh, turn off the water. Golly whiskers. Here. Take my handkerchief and wipe your eyes. And for the love of Pete, quit bawling.
Thank you, Jerry.
Yes, water outside the elevator, water inside the elevator. You women are all alike. You're mighty smart and brave till things get rough. Then we men have to step in and help you.
You are wonderful, Jerry.
I know it.
There go the magnets, Jerry.
I can hear them.
We'll soon be able to start the car.
Won't be any too soon for me.
There now. The pumps have stopped.
And the magnets have stopped clicking. Can we go now?
Yes. The door should open automatically, just as it would have when the car reached this level if the water had not flooded the chamber outside.
Well, if it ain't opening very fast, what can we do to hurry it?
Nothing. If it does not open automatically, someone is keeping it closed. That can be done from the control chambers.
Well, what would they want to do that for?
Some important experiment must have failed, and G-47 does not want anyone to see what happened.
G-47's afraid to let anybody know he can make a mistake, huh?
I think that is it. We of Euclidia are allowed to see only perfect things. The scientists would have us think they never make a mistake.
Well, if we can't land here, let's go up to one of the other levels and look around there. Nothing's ever going to scare me after drowning like we did.
Oh, we did not drown, Jerry.
We thought we were going to, same thing. I'm going to push this button for the first level. If anything else goes wrong, I want to be near the top. Here it goes.
Oh, the car is actually ascending. Oh, I'm so happy.
Now cut that out. Don't you go blubbering again. There's the fourth level. We're up this far anyhow.
And we're going up smoothly now, Jerry. We will soon be out in the open air again.
Not until we look around on this first level, we won't. Hey, that's funny. The car didn't stop at the third level like it did at the others.
That means the third level is sealed off. Some secret work is going on there.
Same thing on the second level. You sure don't get to see much when you go on a sightseeing tour of this island.
Just be patient, Jerry. Before we leave the island, you will have seen nearly all of it. If we ever leave it.
There goes the first level. Guess we don't see anything.
Oh, I'm glad, Jerry. I want to get back to my mother's yacht and see Mother and the captain. I've been on this island nearly all my life, Jerry. I do not like it.
I guess you're right, Joan. This place hasn't been any fun for you. What's going on now?
Now this car has picked up the top of the elevator shaft housing. We're raising it above the ceiling of the island with us.
Well, if that door doesn't open automatically for us when we get all the way up, I'm going to find some way to break out of this car.
Now we're at the top. The door will open now.
Well, it better. Hey, listen. What's that noise?
Oh, that is rain, Jerry. It rains very hard here in Euclidia.
It's a wonder old G-47 hasn't figured out a way to stop the rain. He's figured everything else.
Now, Jerry, the door is opening.
Yeah. Boy, and look at it rain. About as wet up here as it was down there. Well, come on, get ready to run for it.
Run where?
Well, to the Gregory Yacht, of course. Where do you think? Boy, that rain's wet. Do we have to shut the door?
No, the door closes automatically. See, it is closing.
Come on, Joan. Hang on to my hand. We're going to get plenty wet, so don't take time to show me anything. And don't stop running till we get to the... That was some spread. You're all right, Joan? Watch out now. The deck of this yacht is going to be slippery.
I'm so wet, Jerry.
Watch your step now. Now you run into your mother's cabin and get into some dry clothes.
Yes.
I'll go to the captain's cabin. Go on, scoot.
I'll hurry, Jerry.
Talk about rain. I'd better get inside myself. Sorry to bust in without knocking, Captain, but it's... Hey, Tex. Oh, nobody home, huh? Oh, I guess he's in the radio camera, Mrs. Gregory's. Yeah?
Jerry, may I come in?
Yeah, come in.
Oh, Jerry.
Why didn't you change your clothes like I told you to?
Well, my mother is not in her cabin, Jerry, and I have no extra clothing of my own.
Oh, well, then I guess I'll have to give you some of mine. Let's see, here's a good heavy sweater and a pair of pants. They'll keep you dry anyway.
Oh, thank you, Jerry. I'll go to my mother's cabin and put them...
Wait a minute. Something funny here.
Where, Jerry?
On this boat, I mean. Even if Mrs. Gregory and Tex were in the radio room, they'd hear us running and yelling around here, and they'd be worried about why we were gone so long. I wonder where they are.
Do you think something has happened to them?
Gosh, I'm afraid so. Come on. We'll try to find them.